Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. You can find us over at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter as well. We are a hoop-ball.com presentation. Make sure to check that website out. Look into the Hoopball 360 Pass. Hoopball premium content for DFS packages as well as fantasy basketball. And not to mention award-winning rankings from Aaron Bruschi, draft guides to help dominate and win your league. It's a small, small investment, and I think it's obviously going to pay dividends. So check that out. There's also the wager pass for us over here in the gaming division. So exciting times. We just launched the platform a couple weeks ago, and it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. Also, we are presented by Manscaped.com. Hop over to their website, check out their new boxers, their new briefs, alongside the Lawnmower 3.0. It's a perfect pairing. That Lawnmower 3.0 is fully electric, and it has full-on water-resistant, waterproof technology. Use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. And you'll get your 20% off as well as free shipping. Let them know we sent you. They'll take care of you. And then in return, you can take care of yourself. Today's show is going to be a little different. We don't really have too much content to talk about tonight. It's been a weird week with all the COVID cancellations. And then, you know, this is what's called Feast Week, the first week of college basketball where they just, you know, stuff it into the schedule. Of course, there's a couple college football games to talk about, as always. Friday's a large, large slate. There's already been two canceled games for Friday, though. San Diego State and Fresno State. I was looking forward to that game. Washington State has also been canceled for Friday. So we have a 10-game Friday slate. Saturday, Louisiana Tech and Florida International has already been postponed. Saturday, the MACtion moves on to that slate. So we're going to have a lot of MACtion on Saturday. No more of the midweek Tuesday, Wednesday MACtion, unfortunately. Looking forward to San Jose State and Boise State. Looking to take the 11 points with San Jose State. Let me try that again. Their defense is just really solid. And these are some general thoughts right now as I skim through to make sure nothing else is postponed or canceled. And at first glance, we have a Sunday game, Utah and Arizona State this week. Sunday action. But we'll talk first about Colorado State and Air Force. And this is going to be a very interesting matchup. the overview on the two teams is the fact that Colorado State doesn't really offer a ton of yards per play to their opponent. I mean, five, but it's, you know, it's less than Air Force's. Air Force, you know, they gained 6 yards per play. So there's a piece to look out for. As far as rush defense, Colorado State has some of the best run defense in the country. They only allow, let's see, where is it at? Yes. 2.5 yards per carry, which is third best in the country. 105 rushing yards per game. And Air Force, as we know, they only run the ball. Right now, the over-under is at 55. It's Air Force at home. They're laying 5.5 points. So my angle on this one is I think that both the Air Force run game and the Colorado State run defense, you know, they're both top-notch. And what we're going to see is a really, really sizable object hit another one, and it's not going to move too much, in my opinion. I have a play on the under here in my mind. I want to do another, you know, deeper dive game write up on it. But here I am looking at it first glance, because, you know, this is Tuesday. Looking at it first glance, and it opened at 7.5 for Colorado State. So people were taking those, drove it down past two key numbers of 7 and 6. So now the way I'm looking at it is I've moved past two key numbers for Air Force. I've lost points on it. Air Force's pass defense just needs to, you know, lock it together. And if they do that, they'll be able to win this game and cover. Colorado State, they are just a little wishy-washy as far as their offensive production and efficiency. They allow their quarterback to be sacked almost 10% of the time. So if Air Force can get some pressure on the quarterback, that will be very helpful. I think the potent rushing attack of Air Force is going to eventually be what wins. And obviously, with it being very, very cold and windy, I really do like the under in this also as a slight lean. And this game is Thursday at 2 p.m. You'll get a reminder from us, so don't you worry about that. The other game on Thursday that's less exciting, and that's on Fox Sports 1 at 7 p.m. And it looks like, I already put a couple bets in on this. So I went with the under as well here in this game. And I also looked at the +6 for Utah State. I think these teams are both terrible. They're the bottom feeders of the Mountain West. And when you got two terrible teams going against each other, I think that offense usually lacks. And since there's going to be less points scored here in my mind, I think it's a safe bet to take the home dog, which is at 6 points. So to me, that's a good number, a good value, and a good take on it. It's going to be 30 degrees in Logan, Utah. And it's going to be a game that has inefficient offenses. I think the defenses are going to get a little lucky. They're going to look a bit better than what they actually are, just for the simple fact that these teams, are both terrible. I don't think drives are going to be finished. Kickers will probably miss some things. And quarterbacks will make mistakes. So, with that being said, I'm going to jump into a Friday noon game that I'm looking forward to. It's a Big 12 conference matchup. And it's already come down. It opened at 2.5 for Iowa State going on the road against Texas. It's now at 2. I'm sorry, I locked it in at 2. It's gone all the way down to 1.5, +1.5. Over under 57, it's come down from 61. I just think that Iowa State's rolling right now. I like what they're doing. Texas is so hit or miss with what they do. And Iowa State, I think, is just the better team here. I think Matt Campbell's a little bit better of a coach than Tom Herman. And Iowa State's trying to stay on top of the Big 12 standings. So this is a big game. And for them to get points, it's kind of surprising to me. Wasn't really expecting them to get so many points or points at all. So there's a heavy slate, like I said, Friday. I'm going to look for an angle to take on Nebraska and Iowa. Oregon State, looking at probably the over of 62. Right now it's at 64, so the steams just continue to rise it. It's a rivalry game, so that gives me a little pause, but Pac-12, Pac-10, whatever you want to call them, they're an over league, and early in the season, I've cashed some over tickets on that league, so we'll keep it rolling with that. Now, there's some other collegiate stuff that I want to get into, possibly throw out some NFL stuff, some pro-NBA things. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about mybookie.ag, another presenting sponsor for the show. Use promo code HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L. You're going to get that free 100% initial deposit bonus match on top of some futures money to play with. Got some really fun futures that could be tickets that could be placed coming up in basketball with rosters starting to solidify, people getting some value on some futures tickets. And then we can also talk about some basketball on the collegiate level futures tickets. So go over to mybookie.ag. They have great customer service. They'll take good care of you. Let them know we sent you. That Devin sent you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Use HOOPBALL as the promo code, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L. And get your gifts. I'm going to talk a little bit about some NCAA basketball. Lots of cancellations, lots of positive tests. Scott Drew, Baylor's coach, Rick Barnes, Tennessee's coach. There's a coach that, Tom Izzo was just now cleared to come back to Michigan State. So we're going to talk about some of these games. But right now there's not any lines. I'm not seeing a ton of the stuff out there. And if you got something better than I do, then please do let me know. Because, we're getting to the crunch time and I want to break these games down. So it looks like we'll talk about the very, very first game that pops up. And that's East Tennessee State at Abilene Christian. Over under 136.5. It's a pick 'em right now. And I'm familiar with this ETSU team. They're huge in the Big South, you know, them and Wofford, as well as UNC Greensboro go at each other. And they see some pretty intense competition. They won some big games last year. They got up to some pretty sizable wins before the season was ended. So getting them as a pick'em, you know, I don't know a lot about Abilene Christian, but I am familiar with the coach and the people that they're returning for Eastern Tennessee State. So I like ETSU to win that pick right there. Just kind of looking through Wednesday's slate, there's some, you know, there's some random matchups. Some random matchups here, guys. We got some stuff to unpack. There is just basketball all day tomorrow. Lots of cancellations, like I said. Washington, Portland State canceled. Baylor, Arizona State canceled. Detroit and Richmond canceled. Duke and Gardner-Webb canceled. Tennessee, Charlotte canceled. East Carolina, Indiana State canceled. Chicago State, IUPO canceled. Arizona, Northern Arizona canceled. Creighton and South Dakota State canceled. Western Kentucky, Nevada, Stanford canceled their game. Arkansas State canceled their game. LSU and San Francisco, West Virginia and Northern Iowa. Those would have been some good games. Those would have been good ones. So you get the point. There's tons. The very last game of the night for Wednesday is UCLA, number 22, going on the road against San Diego State. San Diego State, if you recall, had that crazy run last year with Malachi Flynn at point, and they had some unfinished business. There's a lot of people taking them to the Final Four. They're going to be hosting UCLA. They're getting 3.5 points at home, over-unders at 134. I'm looking at taking San Diego State. Plus 139 on the money line, 140 if you can get it. UCLA, they just have a tendency in years past, you know, in general, to just let down in these spots. I'm not sure why they're ranked. They probably just got lucky, I think, with some of the draft or the recruiting class that they had come in. That helped elevate where they were and then kind of where they were finishing towards the end of last year. So that'll be a good, fun way to end the evening. Another game I'm kind of looking at, trying to have some fun on, is South Dakota versus Colorado. Right now it's at minus 14 for Colorado, 144.5 to the total. I'm just throwing some of these out for right now while we look through. St. Peter's and St. John's. That'll be a fun one. St. Peter's out of the MAAC, same league as Siena, as well as Manhattan and Iona. Taking on the Red Storm. If I remember right, St. John's and Chris Mullins, I can't remember if they parted ways or not. He was their coach last year. I can't remember if he still is. But they've struggled. St. Peter's getting 10 points. That's pretty interesting. Moving on, we'll talk a little bit about one more college basketball game. We'll transition to some other stuff, and then I'll pack this one out. Ball State and Northern Kentucky. Northern Kentucky's getting 1 point. They're at home, over under 135.5. I kind of like the under on that. The Norse play really good defense. They were a pretty good team last year, so keep an eye out on this game. Northern Kentucky, you know, you go ahead and get the point, or you can take them on the money line, same value. I kind of like the Norse in that spot against Ball State. Liberty and Purdue. Liberty's getting 10 points. I'm going to lock that in. I like that by just knowing about this Liberty team. All right. All right. Let's transition into some look-ahead spots for NFL. Gonna look and see what we like. See about picking a couple of spots for us. There is the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, so this week is going to be pretty heavy with unorthodox scheduling. Just throw out the Thursday games so we know what we're talking about. We got three divisional games. I'm sorry, two. Houston and Detroit taking each other on 12:30. Then at 4:30, you got the Washington football team in Dallas. And then at 8:20 Eastern at nighttime, Baltimore and Pittsburgh for your Thursday night Thanksgiving football. So I'm looking ahead to Sunday. The Chargers taking on the Bills. The Bills at home, -5.5 points. Kind of like them to win by a touchdown. The Giants and the Bengals total over 42.5 looks enticing to me. I think it's being shot down just because of the Joe Burrow injury. But I think the Giants could score a good, 21 to 26 points. Cincinnati will be able to put up a few, at least 16. And then Carolina versus Minnesota. I'm kind of looking at the under 48.5. Both teams have been playing decent defenses of late. And then Kansas City against the Buccaneers. That'll be a fun one. Right now it's -3.5 to the Chiefs. Want to see if I can get it to go down to 3 and get that key number and back the Chiefs in that spot. They didn't cover against the Raiders this last weekend, but I think that they'll be able to hold their own against Tampa Bay in that game. Alrighty, Hoopballers. We went ahead and talked about some content for what we're going to look forward to in the week. Sure, we'll get into some college basketball futures tickets. We'll unpack some other stuff as we get into this week a little further. It's going to be different with the Thanksgiving holiday, obviously. So keep an eye out, keep an ear out. Don't forget those promo codes to get your free money, free stuff. Then make sure to check out the articles and the premium account stuff and the HoopBall 360 content over on hoop-ball.com. Again, I'm Devin Ellington at DALE007 on Twitter, at HoopBall Gaming on Twitter for the show, or at HoopBall Tweets for the motherboard, the mothership. Once again, I'm sending you all my good vibes and all my good energies. Looking forward to the next one. Until then, take care.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.